Today, we are stepping into the ring, not just to talk about boxing as a sport, but boxing as a tool for transformation. Mbulelo Transvaal is a professional former boxer, and he is now a respected boxing trainer who's using the discipline, focus, and resilience of boxing to uplift young people in South Africa's townships. From the gym to the streets, he's proving that the fight is about more than just fists. It's about future. Mbulelo Transvaal, thank you so much for joining us on The Home Run. You've lived the life of a professional boxer. What first drew you to the sport and what kept you going?
Thanks so much, Paula. Good afternoon. What drew me to boxing, as it is the case in any township environment, that soccer, it's the biggest sport that is played. It's the most accessible sporting code that as boys you will play. So I was terrible at soccer. I was so terrible at soccer. So what I was always facing was that I would be isolated, and I didn't like to be isolated as a kid. I didn't like to be a child that looks like good for nothing. Then I looked around in my own town, in my township, and then I could only see boxing as an alternative. As difficult as it was, especially on the first day.
What was difficult about it? What was difficult boxing, about boxing?
The training in boxing is so difficult. And also the environment wasn't so friendly. You know, the trainers back in the days, they were so strict, as if you are in an army.
You know, you said that you were not good at football, at soccer. Is everybody good at boxing, or are there some people who come to boxing and say, hang on, I'm not good at this either?
Okay, I've noticed two different things that in soccer, if you are terrible, I was terrible. I was terrible at soccer. So you had names that would be given, apart from that. So when I went to boxing, I realized that no matter how hard it was the first day, but I realized that, okay, boxing is something that you can learn. Boxing is something you can be taught to master. And then that attitude has been helping me with my clients. When I'm training clients, people would believe that, I cannot do this. I've made them to believe, because I was made to believe that if we are teaching you this, you can master this. But soccer and other sporting codes, it has to be a God-given talent. If not, forget.
You mentioned that you have a lot of clients. I know you have a lot of Jewish clients as well. What does boxing offer a client that another sport doesn't? Why should, for example, I do boxing and not carry on with my yoga?
You know what? Boxing, it's a sport that can be used. Boxing fitness, so I call it. When people come to the gym environment, the main purpose is for exercise. So the fitness of boxing can be used for soccer, for stamina in soccer. You can do boxing just to earn the stamina for soccer. I've got young kids that are doing boxing for swimming. I've got guys that are doing boxing for rugby. So they get fitness in boxing for rugby. Because remember, boxing has got a skipping. So the skipping is for quickness, speed, and agility, of which even in cricket, you need agility, quickness. In rugby, you need to be quick. You need to have stamina in most different sporting codes. So in a boxing-orientated form of exercise, it helps you in different sporting codes, yeah.
Mbulelo, township youth face huge challenges, poverty, unemployment, crime. How can boxing be more than just a sport in the township?
Boxing can really help in terms of when you want to instill discipline. And not only boxing, just sport in general. But as a person who comes out of boxing, I can use boxing to try to instill those values with kids. Kids would appreciate anything when they think that at least there's somebody who brings in hope. There's somebody who pays attention to us. Why I'm saying that? Because if you go to township schools, in terms of sport, arts and culture, there is totally nothing going on. They can appreciate any little thing, any uncle that stands in front of them and gives them hope and motivate them. So when you teach boxing, you can always at the same time preach it to the kids that it is not a fighting tool. It is not a fighting tool. Boxing is an Olympic sport. It's a sporting code. It ends in the ring.
You know, Nelson Mandela was a great boxer, and he said that in the ring, rank, age, color, and wealth is irrelevant. When you are circling your opponent, probing his strengths and weaknesses, you are not thinking about his color or his social status. Do you think South Africa is doing enough to support boxing initiatives in the townships? And what more do you wish you had access to be able to get youngsters in the townships into boxing?
I would love to contribute a lot in townships, especially using boxing and sport. I'm very passionate with sports. But the government is doing close to none. It's doing close to none. However, at the same time, if you remember the last time we spoke, I told you that I'm an intellectual thief. I'm working close to Red Hill High School. I've worked around Crawford. I've been seeing kids doing sport. I wanted to take that into townships, but it's a different environment with a different mindset. It is not easy to introduce something that is not known to them. Because look at a teenage pregnancy. It's a huge problem in the township. The school breakout, it's a huge problem in the township. Alcohol abuse, substance abuse, it's a problem, in the townships. But when it comes to introducing what you think is a solution, it is not an easy environment to deal with, unfortunately.
And we'll definitely cross to you again in the future to find out how your efforts to introduce boxing into the townships are going. Mbulela Transvaal, a former pro boxer and a current trainer with a mission to fight for a better life and a better future, one punch and one person at a time. Thank you for chatting with us.